Soft Cell to start us off here at Classic Hits Tainted Love, kicking us off this morning on this Monday, the 1st of March, PJ.
Oh, we did it, Jim.
There it is.
We're on the other side of it all now.
Literally, look at that. You're nearly a quarter of the year's over already.
Isn't that spectacular?
I might be stretching it a touch, but you know.
We're banging on the door.
What a weekend. Weather-wise, great, wasn't it?
Unbelievable.
Glorious.
Absolutely unbelievable. I'm still in my shorts this morning. I couldn't care. I couldn't resist it.
Oh, well, fair play to you, because I mean, I know the bright days and all that, but you know, when you do get up in the middle of the night on a bright day, it'll be a bit on the frosty side.
Tell me about it. I nearly froze the jupe-loopers off myself a couple of times during the night.
Look at you rocking the shorts out, eh?
I couldn't resist. It's spring. I don't care that there was ice all over the car this morning. I don't even care.
Exactly.
I was still going to get up into the shorts.
Let's start banging out the Beach Boys.
That's it. Good vibrations.
Exactly. Hopefully you enjoyed the weekend. Weather-wise, it was pretty good. I think pretty much everywhere, wasn't it? I don't think that was confined to any one spot. I think across the country it was okay.
I think it was fairly spectacular. Yeah. There's always a cloud in Leitrim. That's just nothing to do with the weather.
That's a mood issue.
Yeah. So, but
by the way, look at this. Reasons to be cheerful. I tell you something. You know the way you have to hang on to glimmers of hope?
Yeah.
You know the way they're saying that? You know, all these little things of, you know, little moments that you can't take as little wins on the road to recovery, right? Look at this. Here's one for you. JP is back.
Good on you, JP.
We haven't been talking to JP since the schools were, you know, closed and all that.
They're all back today.
And so is JP. Back in action. Been a while. Welcome back, JP. Suffice to say, absolutely nothing has changed. Since you've been away. But still, we're delighted to see you.
Still, I feel like the Golden Girls. Thank you for being a friend, JP.
Well said, that man. Brittany here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 1st of March, getting stuck into the celebrity birthdays, all the celebs who were born on this day. You ready for this?
I think so.
Good selection for you today, I think. Not bad at all. Let's start on the footballing front. One Martin O'Neill is celebrating his birthday today.
He's great character of the game. Very cranky man, notoriously, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah. Well, of late, I mean, in his early career, I didn't think he was that cranky. I thought he was... He always struck me as quite an intellectual kind of, you know, analyst of the game, early doors.
And then he
got introduced to poor old Tony, what's name? You know, from RTE.
And
sparks flew.
But was he not notoriously cranky before that, where he used to get fan mail or hate mail sent to the club?
Really?
And whereas most people would be like, whatever, like you wouldn't even see it. He'd go looking for it and he'd write them back with a pen and paper and a stamp. He'd write back, "Yeah, I suppose
Brilliant.
You think you're some man, eh?"
I admire that. I'd love to do that to all the people who give out about us. All those people who WhatsApp in. I'd love to write back and go, "Would you ever go on?"
It just seemed like a lot of wasted energy, I will say that. You know, when you're focusing on them, you know, making Nottingham Forest and all, when he was in Forest, he used
but
to
But in fairness,
back.
Like, he's had some, you know, Leicester, Nottingham Forest, Aston Villa.
Celtic, of course, was his big one for a while.
And then the mighty Wickham Wanderers for a while?
I can't
remember. I could be getting that wrong.
Or was it Wigan, maybe? I don't know, one of them.
And then, of course... side by shoulder to shoulder with the old Roy Keane.
Yeah, I have to. It wasn't a huge success, I think.
Yeah,
you know.
Probably petered out a bit.
Petered out? Jeepers, I never even got out of the traps at all. I'd say, what age is he though? That's a tough one, to be honest. He's in his 60s, anyway.
Yes, he is.
63.
69.
Oh, jeepers, he looks well.
Yeah, he does.
He looks very
looks all right, Martin O'Neill, 69. Right, what about the great Roger Daltrey?
Oh, yeah, he's a gas man.
Front man of The Who. Actor, of course, as well.
Much better musician than actor, I will say that.
I've never seen that Mac Vicar thing.
Is that the one with Chesney Hawks? Is that one? No.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he did a thing with Chesney Hawks where the...
No, is Mac Vicar not the... Was he not a criminal in that? No, is that not a sort of like a prison thing?
I don't know.
I've never seen it, but anyway.
But it's just him. Oh, right, Well, that's more Mick Jagger than Pete Townsend, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, we're not actually talking about Pete Townsend, we're talking about Roger Daltrey.
Oh, jeepers, what am I talking? I'm thinking of the wrong fella. Now, hold on, which one is in The Who?
Roger Daltrey.
Oh, that's all right, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Where's Daltrey from? Where's Townsend from?
The Who.
What? How could they both be from The Who? Are they both singers of The Who?
Well, Roger Daltrey's the lead singer. Pete Townsend's more the guitarist, really, isn't
he?
Well,
I've always had
Now, you see, the trouble now is, I completely doubt myself now. You have that incredible ability to make me go, hang a second, everything I ever knew is wrong.
I know, but that's like... But then I remember once being asked to name the Rolling Stones, and I said, Mick Jagger, Keith Chegwin. And... Yeah, Mick Jagger, Keith Chegwin, and who was I said something ridiculous.
It doesn't matter. Once you've gone Keith Chegwin, you've gone fully out of the picture.
I think it was Patrice Evra or something like that. Yeah, but I got it a little bit wrong.
Oh, what a different band the Stones would have been with Keith Chegwin.
Cheggers would be amazing up front.
Yeah, yeah, it would have been a totally different music because we all know that Cheggers plays pop.
Oh, yeah!
Hey, come on!
That'd be amazing. Cheggers plays pop, 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 Cheggers plays pop. I got to say, Pete Townsend...
Stones classic.
..is...
It's Roger Daltrey,
oh,
we're
Jesus,
guessing, for
make up your mind, will you? Oh, my God, man. I gotta say, he's like 73.
Not bad, 77.
Oh,
sweet
lamb
of God, thank God that's over. Right, what about Ron Howard?
Well, he's your man from Happy Days.
Yes, he is. Went on to make great movies like Da Vinci Code and Apollo 13 and Backdraft and loads, loads, loads.
That's
but of course, will be forever emblazoned in your memory as Richie Cunningham.
Yeah, yeah. The red-haired fella.
That's it.
He wasn't good-looking enough to stay as an actor, so he got into the, he went behind the camera. He became a director. That was kind of his move, really.
That was his thing, yeah.
You know, like, Fonz went on and just made loads of TV. He was like, I think I'd be better off.
Fonz went on and retired.
Yeah, he did after that. Even though he's supposed to be...
supposed to be like a teen idol.
Teenager. But they're going, you're a bit...
You're in your 50s, man.
Should
you let it go?
Really be hanging around with high school girls. Oddball. Like that one weirdo who give the girls a lift. Remember him? What a spacer. I'd say he's... What age is he? He's about 77.
67.
Oh, God, I was way off.
Yeah. He obviously started young, to be fair.
Yeah.
He genuinely was in his teens, I assume, then.
It's the exponential freckle-to-face content there that threw me a bit.
Yeah. Now, I'm positively scared going into the next two.
Oh, really?
To be honest with you, because especially based on the debacle that we've just had with Roger Daltrey.
Oh, no.
It is the birthday of Nick Kershaw.
Oh! Oh, Nicky! There's a tree by the river.
It was only last week, I think, we had the birthday of Howard Jones, which caused so much consternation.
Which one doesn't like me?
Both of them don't like you.
Oh, for God's sake. But which one was
No, I'm joking, I'm joking. Nick Kershaw is the one you claim.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't particularly like
him. Anyone that heard that interview knows he doesn't like me, Jim. And what was worse was we did an interview twice with him. Yeah. And when me and Jim did it together, lovely fella. He was all, oh, Jim... Oh, yeah. Oh, I got the idea for the riddle. It was a total accident, mate. It was something that I didn't even know was coming to me. It was, I tell you, thank you for your wonderful question, mate. And then when I was with him, so what's the new tour about? Oh, music, innit? I was like, jeepers. What's this all about?
I'm gonna track that interview down. I can't believe that. Such a lovely man. So effusing and willing to chat.
He literally went, is Jim there? And I went, no, he's not in today. He went, oh, for God's sake. I've just talked to the tick. Oh, jeez.
That, ladies and gentlemen, did not happen.
It did. You want to ask Mike? Ask Mike what he was like with me. He didn't want to talk to me at all. Literally, as soon as Jim wasn't in the picture, oh, God. Talk to a fellow who pretends to be a radio person. I got to say...
Right, the belt, Nick Kershaw.
He's about 62.
Oh, not bad, 63.
Oh, that's all right, I'll take that.
You see, it's obviously great. Now, again, this next one, I'm slightly scared because we did get into a very strange situation when it was the birthday of Benicio Del Toro.
That's right,
Do you remember the madness that ensued?
I know, right. I thought he was an actor and not the fellow who sings She Bangs.
Now, today it is the birthday of one Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem.
Now, before you go off on a mad one and end up with Steven Seagal like you did the last time.
Yeah.
This is the guy who was in No Country for Old Men.
Oh, I know who he is.
Now, thank God for
that. The big mad Spanish lad.
Exactly.
With the bowl haircut. You think all these, you think nowadays, you wouldn't have to cut your hair in a bowl. No one's had to do that for years. Not pre-pandemic, anyway.
Yeah. And he's strange, though.
Yeah, and he's about
even
8 foot.
He was in, you know when he was in the Bond movie?
Yeah.
He was like, he's just proper strange
he's
in everything
strange,
he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like he's
and
so
he looks,
big.
The other thing about him is, right, I struggle sometimes. I think he's a great actor. I think he's a great actor, right?
Really? I don't know, man.
But I struggle sometimes because every time I look at him, I think of, you know that show you don't like, Everyone Loves Raymond or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Whatever. You know the big brother in that?
Yes.
The big dopey brother who's the cop.
Egypt, the copper, yeah.
Javier Bardem just keeps reminding me of him.
He's like a Spanish Egypt, yeah. Isn't he? He's like a Spanish Egypt.
I know.
Copper, yeah.
Well, I'm sure. Like, you know. To be fair, I'm sure there's nothing about them that's alike, but to me, every time I look at him, I see the other fella.
Yeah, you expect to go, Raymond, why are you being rude to Mom, Raymond?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I know, I can see what you're saying. He is like, if there was a Spanish spin-off, he'd be playing that. Raymond, ¿por qué tú hablas con mamá, Raymond? I gotta say, he's... That's a very hard one because he's somewhat peculiar looking anyway.
Yeah.
Like 53.
Oh, another skinnier teeth.
Really?
52.
Oh, jeepers.
Well
I'm happy
done.
With that.
Well done. Right. Let's get this one out of the way. Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Oh, right. He's still a young fella. Like
very much, yeah.
I don't even know if he's in his 30s yet.
Weird phenomenon. I don't know anything about Justin Bieber and I'm
you do
quite
know
happy.
One thing.
I'm quite happy not
big
to.
Big hefty langer on him. Remember the picture went around with him coming out of the... Remember that?
No, I didn't know that now.
You
I don't
did.
Take an interest in that sort of thing.
I remember looking at it going, I thought there was somebody standing in front of him for with the picture. That's how... But I gotta say... What is it, 28?
Not bad, 27.
All right,
look
okay.
That. That's three in a row, one
that's
off
mad,
the mark.
That's mad, isn't it?
You should get half a cake for that.
I should,
you
yeah,
should
I
get
know.
Half a cake for that. I'll say it to Tara. And listen, your curveball today is a belter, right? It is the birthday of one Dirk Benedict.
Dirk Benedict, which one's he?
Oh, come on. Actually, you know what I should have done?
Benedict.
Let me just see, do I have any of the music to hand? I should have lined it up for you. Although I didn't think he was worthy of it, to be honest.
Oh, jeepers. What is he?
He's only Face from the
A-Team.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. That's exactly who he is. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's much better than the Spanish Aegis.
That's a brilliant ability you have. Who's he again? He's Face from the A-Team. Ah! Jim, he's Face from the A-Team.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just told you that. The A-Team is Face.
Ah, Javers, Jim, you didn't know that at all. Oh, yeah, he was great crack. Of course, he was the
Did he not develop a reputation for being a bit cranky himself?
Did he?
Wasn't there something about where he was a bit...
Oh, I don't know that.
He was a bit put out that he wasn't in something or...
Oh, maybe, yeah. I suppose when you're...
Could be wrong now, could be wrong.
When you're the least interesting member of the A-Team, I suppose you're going to get upset every so often, you know? Like, you know, the A-Team was fantastic and all, but nobody ever asked for Face. They were always asking. They would be like that. Is Mr. T around? No. What about Murdoch? No. Jabez.
Hannibal?
Hannibal? Nearly. It's just he's not feeling well. Oh, go on, send the other fella. You knew it was like that for public appearances, didn't you? He'd always be sort of... The last one rolled out. He must have been upset by it. Here, I can smoke a cigar too. The ladies love me. Ah, that's their paid. I'm going to say... 68.
76.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's getting on now, you know.
Forget how long ago it was, the
absolutely. I still think you deserve half a cake for three near misses.
I'd get half a cake, only I thought Keith Chegwin was in the Rolling Stones.
And now you're up to date on the home of the Niall Boylan Show, weekdays from 12. This is Ireland's Classic Hits.
Good stuff, thank you kindly. Tara, how are you this morning,
Good
my dear?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yeah, actually,
happy March.
I'm hearing, your the sort of lift in your voice already. I could hear you reading the weather forecast there. It was the positivity was booming out of you.
Right, well, but I'm not wearing shorts. I'm not that bleeding mad.
Well, I tell you, there's only one man that can carry off a serious set of shorts in this building. And
well,
he's in there behind glass, thankfully.
Thankfully.
I actually don't even know if I can pull them off. I'm just doing it anyway. Well, no matter what.
So did you enjoy my weekend as it was predicted? Bright, sunny with the with the ever-present whirring of lawnmowers.
There was, thankfully, there was no lawnmowers anywhere.
Oh, really?
No, not my neck of the woods.
Oh, I'm lawnmowers, sure,
they're all as bad as me up airway.
Yeah.
I'll do it in a while.
Do it later.
You don't want to start too early. You'll be doing it all summer.
I'll do it now tonight when everyone's getting into bed.
There is always one lunatic that starts it late at night.
Mind you, BJ used to give out about that when he was in Dunleary.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're going to bed at whatever time, 8:30 of an evening.
Yes.
Right? Which for normal people, particularly during the summer, is like, God, it's sure the evening's only beginning.
6 o'clock in the evening, equivalent to.
And
yeah.
7 o'clock.
He'd be going to bed giving out about the bloke who was cutting his grass.
Yeah. He'd be using a hedge trimmer at 7:30. I'm like, someone's trying to sleep here.
Yeah, no, it's weekend mornings that they irritate me when you're trying to have that little lie in on a Saturday. Do you not realise I have to get up at 4:30 every other day of the week? Can I not lie in past 7?
Exactly. Yeah. See, it's good to know. I'm glad to know that we're all like that.
I thought it was just me. I think it's a life stage.
Yeah.
We're at that grumpy life stage now.
Yeah, yeah. People that cut their grass at 7:30 on a Friday evening, it upsets me. I'm trying to sleep.
You've just always been grumpy.
Yeah.
That's very true as well.
Grumpy shorts today.
I mean, yeah. I'm walking
our
around.
Our lumpy shorts, I'm not sure quite with.
No, don't Shape go there, Jim.
Shape. No, that's not don't what, that's there, not what grumpy is.
Right. I'll leave that with you. Steeler's Wheels, stuck in the middle with you. Here are classic hits, Dr. Alban, and Sing Hallelujah just ahead of that. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Monday, 1st of March. Significant day for our PJ Gallagher. January and February, his two worst months now out of the way.
That's all good
from here.
It's definitely going to get better from here on in. There's
especially
no
after that weekend. It's so good. In fact, he's wearing his shorts today, ladies and gentlemen. That'll tell you. You don't need to get official weather forecasts from our tower or anything like that. PJ Gallagher is in his shorts.
Insanely optimistic, I know. As though I had to crunch on frost to get into the car this morning.
They should make that part of the the official weather forecast.
Yeah.
There'll be a high pressure area here over the southwest, but in the east, PJ will be wearing his shorts. I think that tells you all you need to know.
A man was seen wearing shorts on the 1st of March today. Yeah, a bit of that wouldn't go
bad. Actually,
back.
Somebody, you know something, there is a thing. You know there's the people who always wear shorts, no matter what.
I do, I see them
example,
around, yeah.
Golf caddies. If you ever watch, I know you don't, you're not a fan of golf, but if you ever watch golf, no matter what the weather conditions are,
yeah.
Golf caddies are always in shorts.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah. The lads carrying the bags,
even at award ceremonies and all. Would they be doing
that? Would be amazing.
Yeah.
And the caddy of the year, if you had your tuxedo shorts.
Be great if Tiger Woods won one and the caddy went up to collect the award and stick it in the bag and all.
Yeah, proper order. And then there's certain work people, they're always seen, and listen, the reason I mention it is because I'm going to ask the question here, because Tony the Greenkeeper has been on. And that'd be another one who I'd expect he probably always, but no matter what the weather, hail, rain or shine,
always
he probably always wears shorts, right?
Yeah.
Because you know the way there's some work lads, and no matter what,
shorts.
So I'm going to ask Tony the Greenkeeper if he's wearing shorts all the time, because he texts in and say, "Morning, Jim and Skiddy. Any chance of a loud one to blow the cobwebs off?"
Yeah. I'm sure we can do something like that.
Well, would it being Roger Daltrey's birthday today?
Yeah.
Maybe you could get, what would be a good Who classic to belt out?
Not that CSI one. That's the Who, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who are you?
You'd be bored with that.
I heard that on the radio during the week, right?
Yeah.
And I was I'm so used to talking when I hear it. I actually panicked in the kitchen. I nearly
I don't have the facts.
I was there. I run around the kitchen looking for clues to give for CSI.
Yeah. I might make an appeal, Tony, to Magic Mike. With it being Roger Daltrey's birthday today, to see if we could get a Who belter on. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Pretty good. I'd be into that now today.
And there's some big ones, that we could, I'm sure, people would go for.
Yeah, yeah.
Let us know, actually.
Anything from Quadrophenia, actually.
Yeah, 087-188-0008 is usually. And also, Tony, let us know if you're a short wearer.
If you wear shorts, we'll definitely do it.
Yeah.
Send us a picture of your knobbly knees and we'll definitely stick on to Who.
Also, Ruth's been on to wish us a happy, positive Monday. I was actually thinking that, 1st of March, kids back in school, some of them at least. You wearing shorts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's the start. I think it could be a turning point.
Might, maybe.
I'm wondering whether we should have a motivational Monday.
I'm into that. That I'm all about
And you
that.
Know the way you love, you know the way you're big into the likes of the Dalai Lama and Deepak Chopra and, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't say that. The ministers of stating the obvious.
So, you know what I mean? I thought you might have a few you could come out with. We could have a section of PJ's motivational moments and we could have, similar to your life hacks where you could come on and you could go, you know, your thought for today is and man then, who looks to cupboard.
As the days get longer, the trousers get shorter.
Sure. There you see. Look, you're a natural man. It's a talent.
Yeah, man who notices his days gets longer will suddenly find his trousers get shorter. In all things of life, there is balance. That's the type of nonsense them lads come out with.
There's English Lee's been on just to verify that he always wears shorts. Because he's a chef.
Oh, well, I didn't think a chef was allowed to wear shorts.
Yeah.
What about like leg hairs flying around the stage?
Oh no, sorry, I'm wrong. He actually wears shorts as soon as he can get out of the kitchen. That's what it is.
Oh right, okay.
Because he's always sweltering from being in the kitchen, so as soon as he can gets home,
I thought
on the shorts.
If a chef wears shorts, he'd have to wear tights underneath him. Wouldn't he, to make sure the legs were all, there wasn't hair flying about.
I mean, surely to God there shouldn't be cooking going on down that low.
Well, I don't know what a chef does be doing. Do you know what I mean? It's like when you see a chef with a beard and he has to wear the big hairnet around his face.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
He looks like
it's
a
not
really,
a good look.
Looks like a really polite balaclava.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Let me see. What Paddy and Cork has suggested You Better You Bet as the song that we play.
That's a great song.
In fairness. So, yeah, well, keep them coming. 087-188-0008. We'll plead with Mike to see if we can get one on. In the meantime, of course, the return of the Hitbit is today. It is Double Money Monday on the Hitbit. We are playing for PJ Gallagher.
We are playing for... Actually, do you know something? That's not a bad question. What is it? One is a grand. It's a grand. It's a €1,000. Yeah, that's right. Double Money Monday.
Well
it's
done.
It's €1,000 to get us out of the traps with the all brand new Hitbit. Yeah.
Excellent. We'll get Magic Mike on, give you a little advance warning, a little advance play, and then give you a chance to have a go at winning €1,000 straight off the bat on the Double Money Monday. That's on the way, and of course, brand new prize on the breakfast table quiz.
You frightened the life out of me there.
I have to say, I genuinely didn't know, so I thought, if in doubt, throw it to PJ.
You did, yeah. I'll never forgive you for that.
Candy Staten, Young Hearts Run Free here at Classic Hits. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Monday, 1st of March. There's even something inspiring about even saying that, isn't there, PJ? Monday, 1st of March.
Oh, even yesterday. I got up out of bed yesterday and I went off to get a sausage roll and a coffee. And at 10:15 in the morning, I seen a topless man with a happy dog and a sack of cans, and I thought, spring is in the air. Spring has arrived.
Topless man, a dog and a sack of cans.
Yeah, at 10:15, his jacket wrapped around his arm like he was a waiter at a restaurant. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, it was that warm.
I was there. Dublin had, it is springtime in Dublin has arrived, absolutely and truly. Yeah.
And of course, the fact is that PJ himself is wearing shorts today. That's another reason for huge optimism. In fairness, somebody was on. Let me just see exactly who this is. Stewie was on just to say, are they your own shorts?
Yes, they are my own shorts. Or at least they are now.
Yeah. Also, Mark from Mullingar, very quickly. Hi, PJ and Jim. Can you give a shout out to Tom Glennon? Still in the bed this morning, sleeping it in, the lazy fecker. Ask him to show a bit of respect to his foreman. No chance of that happening.
That's
Mark.
Never going to happen.
But Tom Glennon, get up out of that, will you, for God's sake?
Yup, you lazy git.
087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, we're going to be chatting to Magic Mike very soon. Of course, we're going to catch you up on the reveal, the first ever reveal of the brand new Hitbit. It makes a return today on Double Money Monday for €1,000. But before that, though, that very man, that man that PJ spotted walking along just after 10 o'clock in the morning, topless with his sack of cans and his dog.
Yeah.
Whatever about the sack of cans, the dog, well, he could have come in very, very useful.
Very, very useful, because apparently dogs seem to know when people are lying better than people do. That's what they say. They can literally sniff out the truth in some senses.
Brilliant.
So researchers in Japan have done this thing where they probe just how clever dogs can be when it comes to being sort of, to a person being trusted or not, actually, is a better way of putting it, right?
Mm.
So what they did was they led the study, and dogs have much more sophisticated intelligence than we thought. We keep finding out more and more about how smart dogs actually are.
Mm.
It's just a matter of time before a dog discovers a one-shot vaccine, to be honest with you. And they have a real social intelligence because, you know, they've hung around with people and humans for so, so long.
Mm.
And it turns out that So they did this test, right? So what they got a person and he would point at a container full of food, right? And when you point, a dog has a tendency to look to where you point.
Right.
And then they got the same dogs out again on another fella. And he would point at a container that had no food in it. And the dogs would go and see there was no food in it. And then the third time, they would get the two people to sit there and point at random containers. And the dogs knew, well, your man, there's a liar anyway, because I'm after going to that container three or four times and there was nothing in it. So I'm not wanting to do anything he says. They learned who the liar was, like, really, really quick. Only by the third time, a lot of the dogs had already understood this fella's
so that's
a chancer, he's a liar.
They've tagged you as a liar. They recognise that face means I'm getting nothing out of this.
Yeah, this lad's pointing leads you nowhere, whereas the other fella has a tendency to give you
wow,
a little bit of a treat. I don't know about this. I do. I'm always singing the praises of dogs. I think they're very intelligent and all. I really do. But the amount of times, I mean, if I'm there with my two dogs and I get bored, we just play Where's the Cat, right?
Right.
Where I send them, go, where's the cat? Oh, jeez, where's the cat? And they go, rah, 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 and they go looking for the cat.
And you've been doing this for years, have you?
It's a bit of crack, yeah. We play Where's the Cat. And they've never found the cat. Now, I could play Where's the Cat. Yeah,
but you haven't told them. I hope they're not listening to the radio. You haven't told them there is no cat.
No, I've never told them there's not a cat. But, you know,
Now, hopefully, as I say, they're not listening to the radio at the moment. Because if they are, they'll be turning to each other going, can you believe that? Years I've been looking for that cat. And someone's out, there's no cat.
Well, you would think that.
Are you sure? He's not saying it on the radio, there's no cat at all. Oh, no.
Well, you'd think by a process of elimination it'd have worked out, there's no cat. At this stage, like the 10th time on a Sunday when I go, girls, where's the cat? And they still go, Jesus, he's here now, is he? And they go, where is he? I gotta get Jack. Oh, no, I got the cat. And then they come in. You'd think that by the 10th time they go, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Like, there is no cat. I'm not, you know.
I've looked every nook and cranny of this house.
I'm not falling for this again. Like,
yeah.
The dog would literally be looking at me going, I'm never falling for that again. That's the stupidest. And I go, where's the cat? They go, Jesus, he's behind me. What's going on? So I don't know if this is actually that true. Like when you have a ball in your hand and you go to throw it.
And you do the fake throw.
And you do the fake throw. Your dog will fall for that a thousand times in a row. They'll always be like, God, jabbers. He has to disappear and balls
one
again.
Of the best expressions you'll ever see is when they fall for it and then they get to where, you know, it should have landed roughly, right? And that expression on their face when they're looking around going, Jesus, there's something. God, he must be stronger than I thought. It's nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, or they do see a squirrel like a half a mile away and they're going, I bet you he has it. Bet you he took that ball now.
Somebody's either getting here before me.
I can't believe it.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
It should be here.
So this disappearing ball he has.
What you do with that? What you do with that thing?
It's like, you know the way, it's like when you and me are watching Derren Brown. We're like, how did he do that? He threw the ball over there and he took it out of his pocket. Magic. Magic. It's the best magic trick I've ever seen. Can your fella do that? Throw the ball and then take it out of his pocket? Oh.
No, my fella can't do that. But I tell you something. We've been searching for this cat in our house for years.
Bet you that invisible cat has the ball, they'd be thinking. This is how conspiracy theories start.
Yeah, you know, among the dog community.
In the dog community, yeah.
Have you heard about that invisible cat in Gallagher's? It's been plaguing them for years, it has.
Heard about it? He's after robbing 25 of me balls.
Coldplay, Viva La Vida here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on your Monday 1st of March. A beshorted PJ Gallagher is enjoying the end of the January-February doom and gloom.
I didn't know what you meant by be shorted there for a second.
Well, I know it's not a word, I just made it up.
Because like
PJ's bedecked in his shorts today. So, and there's quite a few people actually who go, I did say that to you, there's a couple of people who, not a couple of people, there's quite a lot of people who just wear shorts regardless of weather conditions.
I know, yeah, because they are so comfortable, that's the thing. I mean, it's as close as you can get to be legally in the nude.
Like, do you know something? The thing about it is, when the bottom part of your legs, you never really feel the cold as much.
I never do, honestly.
Like, if you're protected from the knees up, you're in a good place.
You're in a great spot. It's the trunk you need to keep warm, isn't it? The trunk and the head. Once that's warm, you're laughing.
Also, there's a couple of quick things in. I just wanted to say, let me see. Somebody wants to give a shout out. Oh, I'll get to that in a second, because somebody's out there saying, in relation to that story about the dogs and whatever, here, lads, will you give over talking about the cat? I'm nearly after choking on me Weetabix, and me poor old dogs heard PJ asking, where's the cat? Now they're running around the house like lunatics.
Trying to find the same cat? That cat's been driving them
been
all
everywhere.
Mad.
Been yeah. everywhere. Right, listen, I tell you what we want to do very quickly, right, just to get you on board with this, because it is the return of the Hitbit today. Magic Mike is live, as always, in the West, standing by on WhatsApp for you to take part. But, of course, as of yet, you haven't heard the brand new Hitbit to form an opinion on. So Magic Mike is going to do the reveal. Morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, lads. How are you?
All good, man. All good. Right, so this is it, then. This is going to be the first reveal of the brand new Hitbit, yeah?
Tis indeed. And I think, lads, you're going to be happy with this one. Actually, there's a bit in it.
Really? It's a chunky bit, is it?
I think so, anyway.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Answer me this, Michael. Will PJ say, is it Bon Jovi?
There's a high possibility of it because there is a drum beat in it, yes.
Oh, right. Oh, definitely Bon Jovi then.
Right, great. He hasn't even heard it yet. He's going for it already. Right, okay. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the brand new Hitbit sounds like this.
Okay, that's a good one now.
Yeah, there's a double whammy in that. Look at that. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, go on, give us that again. Oh, that's a good one.
What do you think, PJ?
I don't think that is Bon Jovi.
Hey!
That's how convinced
that
there's
something
going
like
on
a
here.
Success in itself, Michael. So obviously, I mean, I'm pushing me luck here, but quite obviously you're not going to set us off on any particular track now. There's no sort of leaning into anything now.
No, I'm not, because everyone I've played it to so far, and I played it to a couple of people in the office on Friday, they were like, ooh, I think I know that. So now I'm a bit freaked, so no, I'm saying nothing.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Hold on, I am coming back around to Bon Jovi there again. Hold on, right there. You want to... Johnny used to work on the dogs. Yeah.
To be honest with you, by a process of elimination, one of these days you will be right.
That's true, yeah, that has to be.
I mean, it will be long gone, but you will be right.
Union winner strike. Down on his look.
Right, yeah. Here it is, last time.
It's tough.
There you go. Check it out on classichits.ie. There's no previous guesses. Nobody's had a guess, but you can listen to the Hitbit. And of course, the most important thing is if you want to play for €1,000, it is Double Money Monday as we launch the Hitbit. €1,000 up for grabs. You can let Magic Mike know that you want to play. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Miami from Will Smith here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you very much indeed for that. Now, it's still very much on trend at the moment, I think, to sport the old facial hair, isn't it?
I think so. In certain circles, I think it's still very sort of
yeah,
fashionable to have.
I think, yeah, I think, from my observations, it looks as though the beard is still very much in.
Yeah, it's a weird look. Which, that's still sort of popular, where people dress up sort of like lumberjacks and then serve fish and chips on pieces of slate.
And there's also the hipster thing as well. The hipster beard is a thing.
Oh, big
very
time,
much so,
yeah.
And all that sort. I mean, yeah, it's unfortunate for me, I have to confess, because, I mean, you know, I did think I would like to grow a beard, right? On the basis of taking the roundiness out of me head.
I know,
because when you're bald, you know what I mean, and you just have a big roundy football of a head.
As a fellow round-headed human, I understand.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought maybe the beard would give a bit of definition, a bit of shape, a bit of whatever. But unfortunately, when I grow a beard, it just comes out grey and white. And it makes me face look even fatter.
Well, I at least you get facial hair. I get this weird sort of straw that grows out of my face, something like you'd feed a horse. And like, it's got these two little red bits either side here, and it never looks like a beard.
If I may say, you around the chin area, you get a bit worsley.
I do, yeah. It's like straw. It's like an old bit of hay. It's not like facial hair at all. And for years, I've been getting grief off people over it, saying, you know, oh well, I think that when it comes to you, PJ, this is one of the ones I got. You probably have lower testosterone than the average man, I was told. It's like the cheek, you. I don't think it's that.
Isn't it so weird, though? Because obviously you've got a full, healthy head of hair, right? And you struggle with your beard. I'm bald as a coot, you know what I mean?
And there you could plait your back, you know.
Thank you for that. You can plait my back.
Oh, he's like a collie down his back. And he's like a... You can make a scarf by putting some double-sided sticky tape on Jim's back.
This is isn't this a shocking kicking to be getting from your mate?
I got to be selling scarves for spring scarves. Stick sellotape and whip it off and then wrap it around your neck.
Last of the gym back scarves.
Yeah, gym back. A gym back scarf is a great name for a scarf. They'll be selling them in Brown Thomas. I know.
Can I ask you, is this mohair? No, it's gym hair. It's taken straight from his back. He's up there and just up there off behind the point there or whatever it's called. Yeah.
He's fantastic, yeah.
He only sheds once a year, so they're very rare.
Very rare. Honestly, it's like the hair of a... It's a hair of a wild St. Bernard. It's like, it's amazing. But I know what you're saying. You're quite... You know, you'd be heavy in the back area and the chest. Not a lot on the tail.
Not that bad. But anyway, can we get to the story, please?
He's like a collie that had an operation, right? Is what he looks like. And then what I'd be like is... I have a lot of old, like, hair on top of my head. And then I just get this old straw and like maybe three hairs out of one nipple or something to stay to me. Like,
so what's going on then? What's the story behind it?
Well, people say, some people do think it's down to the testosterone thing, and then other people say it's down to the amount you shaved when you were a young person and all. All nonsense. None of it is actually true at all. It's quite simple. It's genetics. It really is genetics. It's where your ancestors came from, what part of the world, and what way your genetics worked out. And there's not a damn thing you can do to change it.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
You get straw growing out of you, and you're from Mayo. Literally the straw capital. Of the country.
Says your man who's obviously raised by a pack of wolves. Yes,
yeah. I wish I'm going to have to trace my genuine ancestry to see.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Because
by the way, can I just point out, I do not have an excessively hairy back.
I don't know, Jim. Sometimes I think you cut the back off your jumpers. And I just look at... Yeah. You just buy...
Do you sell them fronts only? Because I'm okay on the back.
Yeah. Jim's the only man I know who could shave his own V-neck.
Ireland's classic hits. Ireland's classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Whether you're into taco, curry, cheese, or garlic fries, we have something for everyone. Order online, available at supermax.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit! The classic Hit Bit, the all-new brand new classic Hit Bit. The all-new brand new.
So we're going to have a month of this again, are we?
Yeah, yeah.
The all-new brand new.
The all-new brand new, absolutely new classic Hit Bit. It sounds like this. This is the brand new one. Oh, I'm talking over it. Go on again.
Yeah, that'll be one of the guesses. Is it PJ Gallagher, is it? It sounds exactly like him. Right, here it is.
There you go, that's it. And Linda Hardyman is going to play for us this morning. How are you, Linda?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Very well, Linda. How are you?
I'm absolutely great. Getting the kids ready for going back to school. So happy days.
Oh, the joy yeah. of the kids going back to school.
Oh, I saw my sister's face yesterday. She just went driving by the house with like G-Alpin and cheer. She was practically... Yeah, I think it was like a parade.
Like streamers coming out.
Yeah, sun shining, kids going back to school. Unbelievable.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Where are you in the world, Linda? What part of the country?
I'm in Galway.
Very
great.
Good, very
and
good.
And did you get a belting weekend weather-wise? Was it good for you?
Absolutely lovely. Saturday was raining, but yesterday was fabulous spring weather.
Oh, really brilliant. Good. Yeah. See, bit of positivity,
I'll
PJ.
Tell you something.
For sure.
You wouldn't know what to do with yourself, would you?
I know.
I'm
yeah.
in my shorts and all, Linda. I can't stop getting excited.
And lad, can I just say you're doing a brilliant show. Every morning you make me laugh. You're fantastic.
Oh, you're very good. Brilliant. I must get you to write that down. There's a few bosses in here. I wouldn't mind showing that to.
I'll send them an email.
Don't forget to write my name at the bottom as well, Linda. I know Jim does all the real work, but you know, I like shouting. The world. Linda, you've won us over. We're dying to give you £1,000. What do you think?
I am thinking Phil Collins in the air tonight.
Right, okay.
Right, very good.
That's
okay.
Kind of like a bit of Phil Collins. Yeah. You're a bit of a Phil Collins fan, aren't you, PJ?
I was. I fell out with him. Over the gig, over the Aviva gig, the fiasco that was, everybody getting free tickets except for me, and then me getting sick on the day. I'm not talking to him anymore.
Excellent, right.
So, yeah.
Right, let's bring the man who knows it all, Magical Michael, live from the West. Probably not a million miles from you, Linda, in fairness, our Magic Mike. Out in Galway. What's the story, Michael? Phil Collins.
Okay, lads. Well, Linda, could you win it on the first day against all odds? Unfortunately, you can't. You're wrong. Sorry.
Oh.
Unlucky. Oh. Unlucky, oh. Linda.
So like it.
Yeah, it does.
I really hear where you're going. It's like the gorilla on the drums in the Cadbury's ads, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I'm going to be the subject of a gag after that, PJ, you can hold it to yourself.
I really nearly did say it was like when Jim played the drums in the Cadbury's ads, but I decided to let it go.
So like it.
Yeah. Oh, he is
Linda.
Very like him. Yeah.
Have a great day, Linda. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you, Linda.
Thankfully, Linda didn't pick up on it. Do you know something, by the way? Can I just point out, yeah, after your catalogue of abuse, today is meant to be World Compliment Day.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, you're the most handsome gorilla I've ever seen in my life. I'd have to say, there's no doubt about it.
Mike, is there no place of recourse for this? No, this is shocking. This is carry on.
This is outrageous.
Outrageous.
Absolutely outrageous.
I want to walk like you. Brian McCabe, waiting very patiently. How are you, Brian?
Morning, oh, lads. What's the crack?
Brian, for God's sake, come and save me, will you?
No, you're well deserved. It's fine, grad. You should be able to take it, lad.
Oh, shocking.
Well,
carry
considering
on.
Considering everything, the things he was saying were going on in my shorts last week, I'm happy to do it this week. Brian, where are you?
The name of the show is going to end up being Skidders and the Silverback. Oh, God almighty.
Brian, right. Where are you this morning, Brian?
I'm in Mullingar, lad.
Great stuff. Right in the heart of the country there. What do you think this is? We'd love to give you €1,000.
Is it Europe, the Final Countdown?
What a song.
What a tune. Michael, what do you reckon to that?
What a great tune. Could you carry this money home today? You can't. I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Sorry, Brian.
Unlucky, Brian. Listen, keep at it, man. Take care of yourself. Have a good day.
Cheers. All the best.
Cheers.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for getting us out of the traps.
Bye-bye. Right, okay, there we go. First two guesses on a brand new Hitbit. Of course, Niall Boylan will be along 1:30 to give you another shot at winning €1,000. It is Double Money Monday, of course, on the Hitbit. Listen to it as often as you like on classichits.ie.
I want to walk like you, talk like you.
This is disgraceful. This is disgraceful. Get HR on the phone, will you? We are family, sister Sledge here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on this Monday, 1st of March. It's a great day. Weather's planning to be good today. It's been good over the weekend. It's the 1st of March. PJ's wearing his shorts. I mean, it's just kids are going back to school. Oh, the positivity is just flowing out of us this morning.
It's in the air. You can taste it.
Incredible. And those of you who are regular listeners to the show will know there's been an ongoing struggle for our PJ Gallagher in relation to what appears to be, on the outset, you know, looking in, it appears to be a fairly straightforward task, the idea of cooking a steak.
So impossible.
We've had award-winning chefs, the great Gary O'Hanlon on. We've had all sorts of people, you know, from around the country WhatsApping in the way they do theirs.
I forgot to mention to you, even last weekend, Tara took a picture of a steak she cooked, because Tara told me,
and she cooked it on a, I think on a bicycle clip and a lighter.
Tara's unbelievable, isn't it? She can make anything, like, on
anything.
She's
the MacGyver of food cooking. Yeah.
And she was there, here's how you make a steak, and I was like, yeah, whatever. I wasn't listening to her because she was telling me the same thing a 5-star Michelin chef would tell me.
Yeah.
So what would she know? She sent me a picture of it. It was lovely. I was like, why can't I do that?
Right.
Why?
But look, help could be at hand, and it could all come down to just making it simple.
Yeah, and I think I've cracked it. I think I've cracked it. A man called Craig, he runs a pub, and he has shown on a new YouTube video how to do the perfect steak in a toaster. That's how you do it.
Wow.
So all of ye lot, all the Taras of the world, all the Gazzy 5-star Michelin heads, all of them lot.
I tell you something, there are chefs listening to this who have literally, they've crashed, they've thrown things at the wall. So you would take a
what
beautiful piece of steak and stick it in the toaster.
All their instructions, the super paid cooks of Ireland, have been nonsense. You use a little bit of butter, not oil. Do you remember a Gavin he was on? You use a little bit of butter, not oil, and you put your steak on it, and you're doing it for 3 minutes. And I was like, this is what I'm doing. Well, you must be using sub-spar meat. I was like, it's the best of me.
I just realised that. My God, I mean, considering the reaction of your butcher when Gaz implied you may be using inferior meat.
Oh, he was very upset.
I tell you something, do not tell that man that you're contemplating sticking a steak in a toaster.
Wait, you see, I'm going to say to him, do you know, he's going to go, you're going to put my meat's that good, you wouldn't even have to cook it, he'll go. He goes, you could just hang it over a candle, count to 10, and it'd be perfect. That's what he'd be saying.
He is a bit of a character, to say the least.
You'd be perfect, will you? Hang it over a candle, it'd be perfect.
And he says, to be honest with you, knowing your butcher, if you said to him, listen, I'm actually going to give this thing a try where I'm going to cook a steak in a toaster, he'd turn around and he'd say to you, I'll tell you what, I have a great deal on a toaster at the moment.
He actually tried to sell me a bike the last time I was in. I was like, that's, you know what I mean? All the lads were laughing all because there was two saddles on that bike. There was one on the cross for kids, and I was there. Sure, I can't. I've no kids. They said, "Put your dog on it." He goes, "Anyway,
put your dog."
Anyway. So this is the way to do it. So
Oh my God, I've got to meet this man. This is incredible. It's like this guy is the Arthur Daly of butchers.
Mark, he's unbelievable, he is.
Right, so you're going to do it in a toaster.
So Craig did this. He had to fiddle around the settings to get it perfect, right? So this is how I'm going to do. I'm going to get a steak today. I'm going to give this a go. So you get it. He said the first one he did was too rare. He says the second one, he put it in twice into the toaster. It came out. It was slightly overdone. He says, so a full turn on the full...
Toaster up full.
Toaster volume up full.
Right. One full turn. Process.
And then you kind of have to, probably not a full turn again.
Yeah, you have to eject halfway through.
You'll have to press the eject button. He recommends sticking the toaster on its side. Because it can actually pop out and land on the plate if you've got a perfect, if you know your aim and everything. You don't even have to serve it. This is amazing.
I want to see this video. Maybe Magic Mike might pop it up on our social media to see it, because I'd have to see this now. Well, seeing is believing.
I'm looking at a picture of the steak. I haven't even seen the video. I'm not interested in it because I'm going to be making my own video of this very soon.
Brilliant.
And it looks fantastic. He says he wouldn't serve it to customers because people have a snobbery towards, you know, their steak been done in the toaster. Shows what people know, you know what I mean?
You can go into his pub and technically, I mean, if he was to, you know, if this takes off, you could order a toasted steak.
Toasted steak sandwich. I mean, you'd be like, do you want the bread toasted as well? And you'd be like, yeah.
All right, come on, we've got to find out if there's anybody in Ireland, right, anybody listening to this show at the moment who has ever toasted a steak.
I remember I heated up a pizza on the back of an iron once, and that to me was like, I thought I was a genius because it was the same shape as the iron and everything. It did get a bit soggy, but I did think it was a very good idea. Mind you, I wasn't myself. I had a few fizzy drinks before I tried that. But
yeah, and the whole thing about being violently ill afterwards, that probably wasn't a great thing.
Didn't help either, Jim, you're right. And second thoughts, this maybe isn't brilliant.
The Laz, there she goes, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on the WhatsApp this morning. Right, so the reaction... to be fair, it wasn't fantastic, the reaction to your suggestion of doing a steak in a toaster.
I don't see why not.
Okay, to be fair, it wasn't your suggestion, it was that British...
Craig, it's Craig from the George pub.
Oh, it's from the Irish one, is it?
No, he's Dorset or something
right. So, the reaction goes along these lines, roughly. Ah, Jesus, PJ.
What did I tell you something?
There was a bloody toaster! Us chefs... Hang on a second, I'll find out what the rest... Us chefs are crying!
You chefs are crying because you've been found out. That's why you're crying.
Now, somebody did say, this is Liz from Friday's Classic Quiz, says steak in an air fryer is apparently the business, according to her.
Do those air fryers not just suck the flavour out of food, though? That's the only thing I've always found with air fryers. Like, you need a lot of sauce after an air fryer. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. I probably am, yeah.
Also, I think it was Mossy. I'm just trying to think, has he moved his stuff? No, there was somebody had sent in a picture of them having done a steak.
Yeah.
And now I don't know where that's gone.
In the toaster.
Oh,
like.
Sorry, here, I've just found it again. There, Mossy.
Ah, it's on the grill.
Right.
It's on the grill, yeah.
So he's done his on the grill, saying that's the way it should look. What's this? Jim, I have a joint of corned beef in the slow cooker since yesterday.
Ah, here.
I want it to cook so tender that it will pull apart, just like pulled pork.
Since yesterday?
There you go.
You can't cook something for 2 days.
I think that sounds great, actually.
For 2 days?
It's like a 2-day coddle. They're always the best.
Coddle is the most disgusting thing that's ever happened. Coddle is basically... I don't know, it's like... It's designer vomit. That's what coddle is.
There is one person who's on your side. Says, good morning from Galway. Just lay the toaster on its side. You can do pizza slices and grilled sandwiches.
Perfect. Now you know what you're talking about. And by the way, Tara has gone to the shop... She's going to get
us. She's going to put it to the test.
We're going to have a steak, a toaster steak moment in here, so we are.
Brilliant. Right, I look forward to that. Fantastic. I mean, I'm not going to scoff. I'm not going to mock. I might scoff. If it's tasty, I'll scoff.
He literally scoffed already. He literally...
You know what I mean? The idea of doing a steak, I think it sounds almost like sacrilegious to do a fine cut of steak in a toaster. It's belittling it. It's bringing it down to the level of like... what do you call it? Photocopied ham.
Well, you see, he'd be salivating like an old greyhound now in a minute when he smells it coming out of the toaster.
Pharrell Williams with Happy and Bananarama, Love in the First Degree, which we're going to play for Danielle because she hears, every time she hears the song, she hears, I'm guilty as a cup of tea.
I really hear that as well. Which guilty as a cup of tea.
Anyway, you're welcome, Danielle.
What does they say? What do
guilty as a girl can be.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I always thought it was guilty as a crook could be.
Right, so apart from that, just on the steak thing, right, there's a couple of things. One is that Magic Mike is popping the video up on our social media, so you can check it out for yourself. I've watched the video, and to be fair to the guy in the video, this is the idea of doing the steak in the toaster.
Yes.
To be fair to him, he makes a good argument for it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And like the finale, when he shows you kind of what comes out of the toaster, he does two types. He does a rump steak, and he does a, I think he does a sirloin. I can't remember. Anyway, a ribeye and a rump steak he does in the toaster. And to be fair, he says two pops gets it to medium rare. It does look good.
Well, I'll be a four pop man, I'd
Will
say.
You?
Because I need to be a sort of a, you know, a proper on the medium.
Really?
Oh, medium.
Right, okay. Our Tara's going to take it on, aren't you, Tara? You're going to Tara actually went and bought steak.
She bought steak. We're going to have a go now.
So you're going to try it.
I'm going to be Debbie McGee to PJ's Paul Daniels, I think. I'm going to help him. I'm not going
could
to
you not, it Could you not just take control, Tara, no?
Well, I'll shout orders from the corner, of course.
Which could you, I mean...
Jim, come on, we all know Debbie McGee was the real brains of that operation anyway.
I mean... Like, you know what I mean? Just from a health and safety
health
point
and safety
of view, could you not sort of just control
it? He's going to be the one eating it. Let
him do the video.
Jeez,
I'm actually. So. I know we have a after going and spending the money on steak. We suddenly looked at each other and went, what happens if we short the building out or something?
Yeah. Okay, so enjoy the show while it's still on air and we'll see how we go. Tara's going to take it on with our PJ. Tara is our MacGyver of food preparation.
She is. She's
brilliant
at this
stuff.
She can
cook up a roast
candle. I'm just thinking, we've two steaks. We might try one in the toaster and one in the sandwich maker. How does that sound?
There you go. Now you're talking.
Interesting, because a few other people have had suggestions. Somebody says they plug the iron in for 5 minutes. They wipe the surface, the flat surface, with butter, and they put it on the steak and press down both sides for 2 minutes.
That's unbelievable. I don't believe that. Imagine the steak shaped stains in the back of your shorts and everything after it.
And then somebody else says, what about salmon wrapped in tin foil, a bit of salt and pepper, and put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah, I've heard that
Perfect.
Before.
Very good, apparently.
Right. So there we go. Anyway, so we're going to do it, right? Tara and PJ are going to take it on and see whether this steak and a toaster business, how it turns out, and maybe we'll have our taste test before 9, yeah? We'll
Fantastic. Give our Let's do that.
Right, and you can check out the video of the people who apparently do this all the time. They do it with all different foodstuffs. They did it with noodles.
They toasted them?
Yeah.
Noodles
in your toaster.
That's whatever about a steak. I mean, steak obviously belongs in the toaster. Noodles.
Yep. Anyway, you can check out the video. Magic Mike's popped it up on our social media. And in the meantime, right now at 8:32, it's time for headlines. Here's Tara.
Thank you, Jim. Well, it's back to class today for over 300,000 students. Leaving certs and those in junior and senior infants, first and second class, are returning to school as we speak for the first time this year. It's part of the phased reopening over the next 6 weeks, provided COVID cases continue to decline. Gardaí fear an anti-lockdown protest, which became violent in Dublin at the weekend, was a dry run for others on St Patrick's Day. 3 Gardaí were hurt. 13 people were subsequently charged after clashes in and around Grafton Street. Bank of Ireland has announced this morning it's closing over 100 branches across the country. It says the decision has been taken now because the COVID pandemic has accelerated the move towards online banking. Search parties are returning to the River Barrow this morning in an effort to find a man missing after a kayaking incident yesterday. A major operation was launched at Ardley Lock near Athy after a child was initially rescued from the water. Donald Trump has suggested he may run for US president again in 2024 in his first major speech since leaving the White House. And Irish hopefuls Brendan Gleeson and the TV show Normal People missed out on awards at the virtual Golden Globes last night. In sport, trainer Gordon Elliott has apologised for any offence caused after an old image of him sitting on a dead horse appeared on social media at the weekend. The Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board launched an investigation into the photo yesterday.
Sport on Classic Hits with McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, motor, home, business, farm, life and health insurance in 2021. MIG.ie. Jambusters Traffic on Classic Hits with Serta, Ireland's biggest network of pay-at-pump petrol stations.
Now in Dublin, first, debris just in the process of being cleared from the M1 northbound off-ramp at Junction 3 Swords. It's quite slow on the Malahide Road southbound through Kinsealy. The Finglas Road is busy inbound passing Finglas Village. In Cork eastbound on the N25, still busy coming up to the Lakeview roundabout in Middleton, and on the outskirts of Limerick City, outbound delays are easing now through Dora Doyle on St. Nessens Road.
Weather on Ireland's Classic Hits with PetInsurance.ie. New puppy or kitten? Ensure your four-legged friend against mishaps all year long. Visit PetInsurance.ie.
Now, any frost and fog gradually clearing. We're in for another dry day with good sunny spells in most areas. Cloudier, though, in southern coastal counties. And top temperatures today of between 8 and 12 degrees.
Weather on Ireland's Classic Hits with PetInsurance.ie. New puppy or kitten? Ensure your four-legged friend against mishaps all year long. Visit PetInsurance.ie.
And now you're up to date on the home of Trina Mara, weekdays from 10 a.m. This is Ireland's Classic Hits.
Brilliant. Thank you, Tara. Off you go now and cook up a storm and try not to burn down the building. The amount of people who are texting in saying, please say that you have fire blankets and fire extinguishers and stuff on hand.
Steaks aren't flammable.
Oops.
Anyway, right, so we'll see. We'll put it to the test. We'll see what's happening. While that's going on, right, it is the chance for you to get involved in the Breakfast Table Quiz. We have got a Classic Hits prize hamper up for grabs this week. It is the Classic Hits hoodie, the Classic Hits PJ and Jim ugly mug, a load of other goodies thrown in there as well. So a Classic Hits prize hamper is your prize on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week.
087-188-0008 is the number if you want to get onto WhatsApp to get your hands on, well, the spring collection, we might call it this time around.
Absolutely. Nothing to beat in the Monday. 087-188-0008. And as based on what we've been talking about, I think this is a very appropriate song to take us to the Breakfast Table Quiz.
I think we'll even stick a stake into the pocket of that hoodie. What do you reckon, Jim?
Absolutely.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you high. It's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
So a Classic Hits prize hamper up for grabs this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz. It features the Classic Hits hoodie, the PJ and Jim ugly mug, and a whole host of other goodies. So who's going to play first, PJ?
It is going to be, I'm just after grabbing those questions cheapers, I'm on my heels today. Heather Dunn is going to play this morning. How are you, Heather?
Not a bother, lads. Yourself?
Not
super.
Too bad. Yeah, not bad
We're
at all.
Full of the joys of spring this morning for some reason, Heather.
Definitely. Have a nice steak sandwich with pepper sauce and a bit of mushrooms and onions.
Oh, now you're talking. All out of a toaster.
I'll tell you something, Heather. That's the dream scenario. I think the reality might be different, but we're going for it.
Absolutely. Right, listen.
You have to have the chips with that as well.
How are you going to sort out the chips? Leave it to Tara.
We'll have the steak today and the chips tomorrow. I think that's the way we'll have to do this.
Tara would knock chips out of a stapler, she would.
She would, she's unbelievable.
So, there's no problem to her. Right, so listen, Heather, the great news for you is there's absolutely nothing to beat on a Monday. Whatever you score, you will be the leader on the leaderboard today. So the very best of luck. You ready to go?
Yep.
Okay, 60 seconds to do your best. Here we go.
What club plays its home games at St. James's Park?
Newcastle United.
For which food dressing is mayo an abbreviation?
Mayonnaise.
According to tradition, who led the rats away from Hamelin?
The Pied Piper.
Which Dickens character had a clerk called Bob Cratchit?
Oh, your man. Davy Crockett.
Ebenezer Scrooge, whom does the organisation UNICEF assist?
Children.
Yeah, what V is the name given to a decision made by a jury?
A verdict.
Who became the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
The world's largest rainforest surrounds what major river in South Africa? Or South America?
Amazon.
In tennis, the term love describes a score of how many points?
Zero.
In what major US sport do teams compete to win the NBA championship?
Basketball.
The word fiesta, meaning festival or holiday, comes from what language?
Spain.
Yeah, which Spanish actor or which comedy actor starred as Professor Sherman Flump in the film The Nutty Professor?
Eddie Murphy.
That's him. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. That was so hard, Heather, because Jim started laughing in the middle and then I started laughing and then I couldn't hold it together, but we got there.
Sorry, no, I mean, and look, there's nothing to be laughed at. It was a magnificent score from Heather. It was just the idea that Charles Dickens wrote about Davy Crockett.
I knew who it was. I just couldn't think of his name.
I know, you're dead right, Heather. I think I see the Charles Dickens fellow with the Davy Crockett hat. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Right, but listen, a cracking score for you.
A brilliant
one,
score.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh. Heather.
Yes.
Yeah, that was an amazing score.
Yay!
That was an amazing score.
We were expecting a holler of euphoria there. Thank you, that'll do.
Yeah, yeah. It's all.
And I'll tell you something, if it wasn't for Davy Crockett, it could have been the Dirty Dustin.
I tell you something, Heather, I really did laugh. That was such a great answer. But thanks a million for taking part.
Listen,
it's a great score.
That is a good score. That could stay there for the entire week, Heather. Who knows? Listen, well played. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, lads.
Cheers.
See you. Good luck,
bye. Breakfast Table Quiz.
Shakira, Whenever, Wherever, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And we had hoped that we would be in a position to be able to give you our verdict on the steak taste test.
I'm still hoping that that's going to happen, Jim. It's just that we're having some smoke issues at the moment. There's been smoke issues.
I mean, we were warned, to be fair.
I swear to God, myself and Tara are out there, right?
Yeah.
And we're trying. Well, she's doing one on the sandwich maker. She's trying to cook a steak in the sandwich maker. I'm trying to make a steak in the toaster. Now, I put the steak into the toaster and it sort of fell down or collapsed on itself. So then I had to put it on its side. Now, I will be honest, I think this fire alarm might be going off as we speak. There's a lot of smoke.
Great.
And then it sort of...
So this again, ladies and gentlemen, it is an opportunity to point out, as was WhatsApped in on a number of occasions, the potential fire hazard involved in doing things in a toaster that shouldn't be in a toaster.
Well, look, we don't know if that's the case. I'm feeling somewhat that what's causing the problem here is the residue breadcrumbs, I think, is what's causing the actual problem. The steak itself seems to be going all right. So I've had to move the toaster.
So is it like a bad barbecue out there at the moment, is it?
Well, because I ran away, to be honest. I've just left Tara with the problem, to be honest.
Well done, buddy. That's probably a very wise choice.
She said, in fairness to her, being the responsible adult in this situation, would you just go and do your job and I'll take over? which was the last thing that I saw. So I'm still hoping that there'll be a taste test. It's going to take a few pops, though, I can tell you that much.
Right.
As far as the toaster's going. I will say, the man in the video made this look an awful lot simpler than it has turned out.
Magic Mike has put the video up on our social media, so you can have a look at the way the man in the video did it. Of course, we're assuming that he was honest about it, and that wasn't take number 57. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know, Jim. This is... I will say, I'm glad Tara told me.
Have you
me
got
to
the
go
toaster
away.
On its side?
I did, yeah, but then all this, like it basically turned into all the residue crumbs started firing. They all fell into the actual bit, you know, the grill bit. And
so
then
we're getting
smoke started to come everywhere.
So we're getting a flame grilled steak, are we?
This is my new invention. It's a bread grilled. Oh, hold on a second. We have information.
The question is,
has the smoke cleared?
I'm going to go and do the second pop. The smoke is cleared because she's turned the toaster back on its proper side.
Right.
We're laughing, Jim. We're laughing. I tell you, call me crazy, but I have a feeling this silly old plan just might work.
Right, so we may yet get a taste of toasted steak before the show is over.
Well, I have to be honest, I need to calm down a little bit. I might be having a panic attack over this.
Right, there's Oasis and Whatever here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We're about to do it. It's worked. I have to say, Tara has joined us in studio as well because we're about to do the official taste test. And PJ still has the toaster with them.
Mine wasn't ready, so I couldn't actually do the taste. I couldn't prepare enough oil on a plate.
Tara's videoing this, and to be fair, that looks good to me. That actually, it looks
good. I tell
you,
Tara's is the business. Tara's
right.
has come out
so
absolutely
So what, this
brilliant.
Thing that I'm about to taste here, right, where has this come from?
That has come from the sandwich.
Oh my God, it is
toaster.
Actually, it's genuinely cooked. Look
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
That
Tara's
is actually
come out
very,
very
good.
Very well, in fairness.
What's yours? What's
well,
the mine state
still,
of play?
Mine's still actually in the toaster as I talk to you. I have to bring the toaster in here. I didn't have time to prepare it or anything. So I reckon when you're finished with the plate,
okay.
I will sort of put it onto the plate. But I'm almost jealous of what you have there.
Oh my God, that is actually okay. This has like a sort of a pepper crust on it or something.
There is a pepper crust on both of them, yeah. And there's even more.
That is actually all right.
I've gone for the batch loaf crust on this because it's actually pieces of bread that other people were using.
Oh my God, that is fantastic. That is actually not bad at all. Now, I mean, a number of people have... There's all sorts of things. People worried about the fire issue. People worried about the fact that, you know, from a hygiene point of view, you've been putting meat in the toaster that other people are going to want to put toast in.
And what's the problem with that? It's just harsh. It's just it'll be fine. It's the same as any old
what
grill.
What is the problem with that, ladies and gentlemen?
Exactly. So would you
anyway,
like me to sort of take this out of this?
Yeah, well, let's have a look at what yours... I'll just continue. Obviously,
well,
in the
I have to get your plate to put it on it because I've
what?
Nothing else.
Oh,
yeah.
For God's... Right, okay. Well,
PJ,
let me just take this.
I have to unplug it all because I'll electrocute myself.
Yeah. Unplug the toaster before
okay,
you do that.
Right. Here. Have you got your own cutlery, no?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Oh, my God. He's sticking a fork in a... No. Don't ever do that.
I unplugged it.
Oh, you unplugged it. Right, okay. Thank God for that. Oh, Lord. I tell you something. My heart has gone here.
I can't get it out.
What?
It's after sticking to the inside of the sandwich. I actually can't get it out. Oh,
okay.
My God.
An unforeseen problem.
Oh, hold on.
Right,
hold on.
Hang a second. Right, okay. Yeah, no, that doesn't look... That looks a bit rare to me.
I don't know about this at all.
I don't know about that.
I've no...
Here, you can use my knife. That wasn't near me.
I thought you were going to be the one tasting it.
Right.
I thought you were going to be the tester, no?
Even Jim's not that brave.
Yeah, no, I mean, whatever about Tara's one.
No, that's raw meat. That's that's raw meat. Like, that's actually raw meat. And it's like chewing gum. I put that in my mouth, I'm afraid. Honestly, that'd be just like giving a cow a Frenchie. That's absolutely disgusting.
I cannot believe, right, that the whole purpose of this was to try and create a scenario where PJ could cook a steak, simplify it right down, and now he's ended up with exactly the same problem, even with a toaster.
I'm after ruining 12 steaks. Even with a toaster, I can't cook a steak. Who knew?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you something, right?
Raw meat.
I don't know if that classifies as an epic fail, does it? Although mine was blooming tasty, I have to confess.